Oh, that's my pleasure.
So to start off with, what is the RSPCA's stance on moving away from cage farming hens?
Well, you've summed it up pretty well. So what this is for the first time in 15 years, there are new poultry welfare standards. And that's to do with not only animal welfare and behaviour, but also animal health. And so the RSPCA is part of negotiating how these will look as a stakeholder. So they're there with Animals Australia, and they're there with the Egg Farmers of Australia and Egg Research Development Corporation. So there's many players who are having their say. And then at the very official level, it's being written by the secretaries of departments of all state and federal governments. And so this is an attempt to derail the process because the RSPCA is not getting what it wants. And what it wants, as you said, is for caged eggs to be phased out over the next little while. Because what they're saying is that most developed countries in the world have gone that way. If you look at the EU has phased it out, including the UK, and Canada and New Zealand are now phasing them out on the basis of there being a cruel system.
And I think that is a perspective that a lot of people would share. But on the other side of the coin, the poultry industry, they argue that caged eggs really play a major role in the diet of people who can't perhaps afford free-range eggs. How valid would that claim be?
Well, it's a very valid claim because they are the cheapest form of producing eggs. And in the large part, it's because you get the guarantee that the hen will stay healthy on the basis of, you know, free of major pests and diseases because they're not so exposed to other hens. They don't get hen pecked, and they don't get avian influenza. So if you keep them in a cage inside a barn, they're not exposed to wild birds that fly in, drop down on the water source and shed their virus. So they're free of pests and diseases for the main part. And so they are cheaper systems to produce. It's not an occupational health and safety issue if you're sort of going along and collecting free-range eggs out in the yard. But free-range barn-laid systems, they're sort of, you know, conveyor belts of eggs. So it has to be said that the egg industry is moving across. So for the first time, we saw a diminishing sales of the caged eggs. So they fell below 50%. So they're 49% of the market now is caged eggs. And the free-range egg sales have gone up since 2009, so over the last 8 years, have gone up from 4% of the market to now 40% of the market. So there's quite that definite shift among consumers that they want free-range eggs. They want their hens to have exposure to the outdoors and be outdoors. It's a huge sort of argument in the industry is about, you know, what that means, how much space they should get and all that sort of stuff. But there is still this large industry, which is, you know, almost half the market is caged eggs.
And so you were mentioning before we are developing new poultry policy standards for the first time in a little while. Do we have any idea of what these standards are actually going to be moving towards in terms of changes?
No, because they're not being written yet, but they're still being written, and it's a rather secretive sort of process because it's happening at that very official level of secretaries of departments. And if you've ever met a secretary of department, they really don't talk social talks to you. So, yes, I think we're going to see standards of how the cage system will look, how the free-range system will look, and the stocking densities. But with the cage system, they are... They did have to revise the science that they were using. So there are several animal welfare scientists that they were quoting. Now, what got the RSPCA offside in particular was this issue that the scientists wrote a letter to the committee saying, we've been misquoted, it appears to be unbalanced, and it is misleading. So you must make sure that our report on animal welfare and cage systems is more balanced. And they did take part in revising that writing. So the animal welfare standards still include caged eggs, but they've been revised to include, you know, the concern of the scientists from animal welfare.
Which is always generally good news. So I guess the RSPCA, what this comes down to, is that they are threatening to leave the animal welfare task group over this. If they did leave, what sort of effect would this have?
Well, it would diminish the impact of a poultry standard. And so there's the Animal Health Australia, which is sort of a government agency, but it's an independent agency. It has the task of managing this whole project. And they are pretty desperate to keep the RSPCA and all players at the table, because it wouldn't be a proper poultry standard if you've got your key animal welfare body in Australia walking out of the discussion over issues of, you know, the battery cages are completely barren, they restrict normal behaviour and stretching and scratching, it develops poor muscle and bone strength, frustration, and, you know, all those things that the RSPCA complain about. How are you going to make improvements if you've not got the RSPCA at the table? So they're very concerned that that the RSPCA and all other players are kind of kept in the room.
Well, Serena, it's absolutely, definitely one that we are going to have to be watching as it does unfold. Thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
Thanks, Steph.